So, this is goodbye, baby. I've been telling you for months what was gonna happen. What I was gonna make happen. But nothing could have prepared you for this. Did you really think it could have ever ended another way? You honestly thought I'd ruin my life for a pathetic little parasite like you? Sorry, honey. Your mom's got a body made for bedrooms, not a fucking nursery. And she's gonna keep it that way. In fact, you should be grateful I let you have a free ride for as long as I did. The first few times I got pregnant, I just had those fuckers scraped out of me ASAP. Then I realized, being knocked up is super fun. Your whole body is more sensitive. Your tits swell up a nice little bit. You wouldn't believe how many guys just go nuts on a nicely pregnant piece of ass. Or, I guess you would believe it. Must have thrown you around in there like crazy. Remember that gangbang a few weeks ago? I honestly wondered how the fuck there could possibly be room for a baby in there with three huge cocks taking turns on each of my holes. Fun times. Speaking of fun times, I hope you're ready because you and I are gonna have so much fun today. Who am I kidding? I'm gonna have all the fun. You see, the other reason I allowed you to grow for 24 weeks is that there's so much more for you to experience on your last day. The doctor here is kind of a specialist for the really unwelcome little brats like you. So mommies want to drive the point home a little more forcefully than usual. She has lots and lots of experience in making our wishes come true. For you, we've planned a really slow, you might say sensual, termination. The doctor won't take you apart and overwhelm you with pain, and then you're gone. She's gonna replace a little bit of the water around you with salt water. You're gonna feel your skin warm up and tingle a little bit. First, it'll be a strange sensation. Then, uncomfortable and slightly painful. And then it'll feel like you're on fire, both on your skin and in your lungs and mouth. Oh, it'll be so hard for you. And you'll do anything just to make it stop. Wish for it to finally be over, but that's the thing, it won't be over. That first injection won't be enough to kill you. It'll just really hurt, make you kick and writhe around my belly. You won't be able to imagine anything more painful. When you start to slow down, the doc will hit you with a higher dose. And you won't have to imagine it anymore. It's gonna be so fucking hot. Feeling you fight against the inevitable. When exactly it'll be over depends entirely on you. Today we're aiming for 3 doses, actually. The doc said you're pretty strong and healthy, and that it helps that you're a boy as well. Guess I made some good choices. I mean, most of the guys could have been your father. We're dumb as shit. But I do usually choose a big, muscular set to pleasure me. But in any case, it'll take you hours to die. At some point, your kicks will turn into spasms. That's when I'll know you're going into seizures. It's usually not long. You'll go into a few last, really intense convulsions. And then when all the nerves in your body are firing like mad, all your muscles are cramping and twitching, then finally you'll fade to black. Why am I doing this to you? Because it's my right as a woman to do whatever pleases me to you while you're inside me. My pussy, my rules. You're a fucking parasite with no rights whatsoever. Except the ones I grant you. And I choose not to grant you any. Not a right to life. Not a right to be born. Not even the tiniest shred of human dignity. Instead of giving birth to you and raising you, my son, my choice is to torture you to death and use your pathetic squirms to get me off. I won't edit it soon. Even though I could, I always have the doc prepare an injection that would instantly stop your heart. But I never let her use it. You'll please me like a dildo until your batteries run out. I just want you to know I could. And I want you to know that everything you do in your vital hours is my will. And my will only. As long as you're inside me, I'm your goddess. And you're nothing. You should feel grateful and honored that you're even worthy of being in there. There are men who never satisfy a woman in their entire lives, but you will. Repeatedly. Actually, I'm so worked up right now. I might just finish myself off before we start. Don't worry, baby. You'll still get to make me come. Just thinking about you squirm. Did you know Mommy's got her sluttiest thigh highs and heels on for you in the stirrups? I know you don't care, because you're not a man. You never will be. Oh, No. I'm ready to begin.